Brian spoke to this as well. So as I walk through this morning's talk, I'd ask you to think about the elements that go into acceleration. Imagine what it takes to accelerate a car or a train. Acceleration burns a lot of fuel. And in this case, that fuel is budget resources and the energy is spent by personnel. So budget and personnel. Looking back, I'm going to say that the infusion of fuel over the last several years, most prominently in 2020 to 2021, now again going into 2026, with increments in between. The complex has also topped off the tank in terms of staff and lab plans and sites, each of which undertook hiring surges after COVID, and now have sustainable levels of staff and training. So we're doing well on the fuel to accelerate. In the early phases of acceleration, you have to overcome inertia, right? Start your car, close these or stop, you have to overcome inertia first. And I'm here to tell you that we are beyond that point. Having gone from 102 modernization programs years ago to 7 and looking to add more, moving from one mega project to several simultaneously, and fours of smaller projects, all going on across the enterprise simultaneously. Also, transitioning from stockpile stewardship to a proactive, innovative, forward-leaning science and technology-based engine within the RGT&E hub. I do want to give you some examples of moving fast in 2025. You'll hear a lot about this next one. Delivered would be 6/1/13, nearly a year ahead of schedule. John will talk about this in this panel and what that follows. My point is, this accomplishment signaled to Russia and China that the U.S. is moving faster than any time in the last 30 years. We achieved record yield in fusion ignition, 8.6 megajoules. This is something the adversary just wishes they could do. Roughly 280 shots on men, a record number of which for ignition. In weapons space, the W80-4, very, very critical weapon system for the LRSO, on back month of schedule. Every component and subsystem is now trending ahead of the UWP. We produced blast production units, the W88, all 370. Flicka Men entered phase 6.3. That only took 18 months to get into phase 6.3. So those aficionados of the phase tech process. We're getting to the first production unit on so many subsystems. It's becoming almost routine. We can still celebrate them. There was another one last Friday. Intensive high explosives is being made at Olson. We're accepting lots. There's been significant engineering progress on HDBT to beat weapons. El Capitan, world's fastest computer, transition classified work is now running simulations. We produced more PIPs in the first quarter of 2026 than we expected. No, we're not going to talk about the actual numbers. On the project, so the Los Alamos Plutonium Dip Production Project is now on their deterministic skip. Their execution rate for integration and removals is a 300% increase over the average of the last 3 years. I don't mean to steal other people's thunder. I know that the lab will talk about this, and Audrey will, but very, very significant. The deterministic schedule, if you don't follow project management, that's the schedule when everything goes perfectly. Switching to Pangea, we're moving dirt. Construction is underway on the new power sources building at India. Y-12 for purifying uranium, the new electro-refining facility for making lithium metal, and on and on. So now back to the car. Once you're moving fast, other forces come into play. You still need fuel. You're still burning fuel, but you begin to encounter wind resistance. Right? Drag. And that's where our sights are set, looking into 2026 and beyond, really through the second half of this decade. So in this analogy, what's the equivalent of wind resistance? And bureaucratic headwinds, regulatory burdens, culture, risk acceptance, active drivers. That's actually a thing, but it's a lesser included case of the larger issue of navigation. Going fast only matters if you know where you're going and how you're going to get there. So looking to 2026 and beyond, our central theme starts by setting goals. So that's effectively the navigation of the whole effort. Some of these goals are material to the determinant. Others are enabling. Many, almost all, are change agents for changing the culture of the enterprise. Key themes: accelerating delivery of the program of record, then adding the right capabilities to the stockpile, modernizing infrastructure across the complex, especially using commercial practices, changing the culture, the enterprise to be more risk acceptant, and advancing science of the stockpile using today's modern tools enabled by AI, other digital methods. So focusing here on the program of record, the timeline is crucial. China's leaders have been remarkably blunt and open in signaling their timetable for preparation for the war. Xi Jinping, I'm sure everybody is aware, instructed the U.S. to be militarily prepared to take Taiwan by force by 2027. And of course, it's going to be the modernization of China's military by 2035. So every year back, 2027 is next year. So every day, week, month, every year matters. 2027 is an important marker. I'm going to give a personal view here, possibly at risk. May not be as likely today, given China's purge of very senior military officers due to corruption. My eyes focus on a 2029 timeframe, the first year of a new administration. We have to be ready anytime throughout that period. The first year of a new administration, I think, is one to focus on. Both leaders to inherit whatever capabilities can be built now and the momentum that we've established between now and then. Those things could be decisive. So, we will, in terms of setting goals, we will accelerate every warning program to deliver it ahead of the GWP. By way of example, initial operating capability is increased legislation. IOC was recommended instead of 2034. And then they are compressing warhead design and development, that cycle, and working very closely with the Navy to deliver that capability ahead of the delivery earlier. Then, if we want to introduce a new system to the theater, if that decision is made in time to influence Xi Jinping's calculations, we will provide a rapid capability program, something that was established in 2025. Here, we set the goal to demonstrate new capabilities by 2028. Our uniquely varied target defeat is going to figure prominently in the next 3 years, either within rapid capability or outside that framework, which can be a feature. Acceleration will apply to production modernization as well in the laundry space. Starting now, continuing through this decade, you're going to see, accelerate in the production capabilities at plus. We have a number of vital concepts that's going to make best use of the space, floor space, right, the square area, and the workforce there, including increasing renovation, maximizing rent time, taking full advantage of the floor space in GW4. You'll also see progress on several projects for strategic material. An emphasis on using commercial practices, innovative contracts and mechanisms, things, lithium, depleted uranium, weapon storage, high explosive production. This is important. In addition to our obligation to the taxpayers to use their tax dollars wisely, there is a deterrent element to completing these modernization programs on time and within the budget. It signals the U.S. resolve to prevailing on long-term strategic competition. So we'll be delivering in the near term, but also setting ourselves up or a potential strategic competition that could last for the next two decades into the 2030s and 2040s. To realize all these goals will require full-scale transformation of the enterprise. This is also a continuation of efforts that many of our people have undertaken and moved us forward in the past. But it will be more, as young people today say, extra. We will connect all the labs and residentially with the rapid design cycles, design for manufacture, the product preservation process. Then, with that architecture in place, that enables us to overlay generative AI tools into the process. Allows us to accelerate, reduce the time for design, streamline certification, and open the opportunity to introduce new materials in the stock model. This is real. NNSA has already launched more than 20 AI projects focused directly, very specifically, on accelerating the design to realization process for nuclear weapons. We're also going to concentrate the use of appropriated funds on weapons delivery. We do this by reducing the ratio of indirect costs to those focused on the weapons, focusing those funds on design and production. In my metaphor, this is becoming more fuel efficient, right? Using our dollars more wisely to focus on the goal. We'll also put a lot of time and effort into developing an enterprise modeling and forecasting tool to enable strategic decisions by the administrator, with our partners in the Department of War, so that as we contemplate adding new capabilities, new weapons, in time and across geography, across the nuclear enterprise, we have digitally enabled tools to make those decisions smart, accurate, and effective. I'll wrap up. NNSA is moving fast and positioned to continue accelerating through the second half of this decade. I'm confident that we're going to do that. We have our eyes on the most important initiatives, those that will both strengthen the deterrence and, at the same time, drive change across the complex. Finally, I'll observe, as I finish up my remarks, I did not torture this metaphor about the car. I could have talked about having to fix the car we inherited from our grandfather as we go, make it more aerodynamic as we move forward. But I have restraint, and you get the idea of the metaphor. I'll turn it over now to Ann and Dave McGrath. We look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Dave, so much. I think that really showcased all the accomplishments. There's so much to be proud of, but there is still a whole lot left to do. So let's start with the RDT&E activities. Dave LeGrath is going to share with us his progress in advancing